Good morning, everyone. I trust you are safe, sound, and not snowbound. Today's gospel tells of Jesus proclaiming the good news in the synagogue. May it remind and inspire us to be people of good news. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon us.
God
has anointed us to bring good news to the poor. To proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, let us worship the God of justice and peace. The word of God from Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the innocent.
The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear and gives light to the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
More to be desired are they than gold, more than much fine gold, sweeter far than honey in the comb.
By them also is your servant enlightened, and in keeping them there is great reward.
Who can tell how often he offends? Cleanse me from my secret faults.
Above all, keep your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not get dominion over me. Then shall I be whole and sound, and innocent of a great offense.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Gospel according to St. Luke. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This season of Epiphany is the season of manifestation. The Gospels for the Sundays of the Epiphany season describe the gradual revealing of Jesus' identity as the Son of God. Last week we witnessed Jesus' first miracle in St. John's Gospel with the wedding at Cana, the First Supper, the first revealing of Jesus' divinity through the miracle of turning water into wine. Today we hear of Jesus reading in his local synagogue, not an unusual thing for a Jewish man to do. But what happens after he reads gives us another manifestation. Well, actually, we get a manifesto. After reading from the scroll, Jesus assumes the position of a teacher by sitting down, as a rabbi would in order to comment on the text, and hence the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. They were waiting for him to teach them something, interpret the text, or explain its meaning. Just as I hope you do when I get in the pulpit at church or speak to you through cyberspace now. And Jesus does that in a few simple but profound and momentous words. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. I think this is where I can imagine the proverbial chins on the floor, an emphatic collective gasp, and the tumbleweed rolling past as the assembly took in those words. Did he just say what I think he said? Yes, he did. Jesus claims these prophetic words from Isaiah as his own manifesto. This is Jesus' declaration of who he is and what he's about. Good news, freedom, vision, liberty, grace and salvation, love in action. This is what Jesus is and what he does, and throughout the Gospels we witness him in action fulfilling his divine intentions as he brings healing and love and freedom and grace and mercy and hope and life. For some reason I want to add, oh my, but this has nothing to do with lions and tigers and bears. As followers of Jesus, we sign up at our baptism and confirmation and attest every time we renew these vows to do our part to implement Jesus' manifesto in the world. Collectively, this is what the mission and ministry of the body of Christ, the church, is. Centered upon Christ our Lord, what he is about is what we are about. Good news, freedom, vision, liberty, grace and salvation, love in action. As Anglicans, the love manifesto of Jesus is made explicit in our marks of mission and our baptismal covenant to proclaim the good news of the kingdom. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Until the rotund operatic diva drops her larynx, during the bubonic plague or Omicron, at war or at peace, in season and out of season, this is what we are called to do. Good news, freedom, vision, liberty, grace and salvation, love in action. We are to proclaim joyfully the good news of the gospel in places of spiritual poverty. We are to help people find release from the things in their life that imprison them. We are to help people see the truth of God's love and concern. We are to work for justice and peace among all people. We are to bring the love and blessings of God to all. We are all part of God's body to live and share it. God has anointed us with his Spirit and made us members of his body to show and proclaim the good news in word and in deed. As Saint Teresa of Avila put it, yours are the eyes through which the compassion of Christ must look out on the world. Yours are the feet with which he is to go about doing good. Yours are the hands with which he is to bless his people. Good news, freedom, vision, liberty, grace and salvation, love in action, friends, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Amen. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let us, by prayer and intercession, with thanksgiving, make our requests to God. O Lord, guide and direct your church in the way of unity, service, and praise. Help us to proclaim the good news of the gospel in word and deed. Lord, hear our prayer. Give to all nations an awareness of the unity of the human family. We pray for the peace, freedom, and well-being of Ukraine. We pray also for the people of Tonga as they deal with the aftermath of the volcanic eruption and tsunami. Lord, hear our prayer. Cleanse our hearts of prejudice and selfishness, and inspire us to hunger and thirst for what is right. Lord, hear our prayer. Teach us to use your creation for your greater praise, that all may share the good things you provide. Lord, hear our prayer. Strengthen all who give their energy or skill for the healing of those who are sick, in body or in mind. On our parish prayer list, we pray for Angela, Bart, Pam, Rick, Jamie, Anne, Angie, Rudy, Andrew, Jim, and those only known to you, as well as those on our long-term prayer list. Lord, hear our prayer. Set free all who are bound by fear and despair. Lord, hear our prayer. Grant a peaceful end and eternal rest to all who are dying, and your comfort to those who mourn. Lord, hear our prayer. Almighty God, by grace alone you call us and accept us in your service. Strengthen us by your Spirit, and make us worthy of your call. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, for ever and ever. Amen. May the word of the Lord take root in your hearts and inspire you to proclaim the good news of freedom, vision, liberty, and joy. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and all those you love and serve this day and always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.